So what I wanted to do, I wanted to kind of build some muscle mass. I gained about 15 pounds, trying to lower my body fat. But for the most part, I feel like, you know, I got a lot of work in. And it was sad I wouldn't be, you know, I was not able to be with my teammates and train, but for the most part, we got a lot of work in.
Elvis, what has it been like, you know, it's been a year since you've been on the field. What's it been like mentally the last year?
Like, I honestly say, I kind of miss you guys, man. No, but it's been a journey. I kind of was able to kind of reflect on life and to kind of appreciate, you know, everything. And it's been a stressful year. You know, I have a great supporting cast around a lot of great people, family. So, you know, it was tough at times, but for the most part, I think I learned a lot, and I kind of appreciate life, and I'm excited about to jump out of my skin this year, that's for sure.
You probably more than anybody would appreciate the new not having as many OTAs, no two-a-days. Do you feel like that contributes to a lot of injuries and maybe even yours last year?
I mean, it's football. You know, maybe 2 practices, 15 practices. You know, every time you go on the field, you put those cleats on, you put on that helmet, the chances are the same. You know, that's not my area really to talk on as far as, you know, if it's going to benefit us or not. You know, we'll see the next 10 years and see what happens. Hopefully it does. That's one thing I never want to wish somebody miss or get injured or at least miss a year, that's for sure.
Do you think that injury was going to happen at some point, or do you think it was a fluke sort of thing?
I'm not an expert, man. That's only God. That's God answer. I mean, I will say, you know, I thought I came in pretty good shape, but, you know, things happen. So you just got to, it's not what happens, it's how you respond to it. I think I responded well. I'm ready to go this year.
Have you done any conditioning that simulates those sort of actions, that sort of contact?
I mean, it's kind of hard to try to practice football on your own, especially the position I play, pass rushing. But I know one thing, I work extremely hard, trying to, you know, gain weight, get my conditioning right, and try to be the best player I can be for the team.
What do you think of having Von Miller there on the other side rushing?
Von Miller. He's a great guy, man. He's one of those guys, you know, good character guys. You want to be, you know, have on your team, and along with that, you know, we get an extra bonus of having a great player. And you know, he did great things in college, and I look forward for him to do great things in the NFL.
Speaking of characters, he said he's Robin and you're Batman. You
did
like
you
that?
Hear that?
that just shows his character. He's a good, you know, he's a young guy who's just trying to come in, and you know, he shows, you know, what success, you can still be humble, and you know, he can be a Batman as well, I'm sure.
He put his name out there on that lawsuit. What do you think the veterans feel about him doing that?
I think he carried himself, you know, throughout the whole offseason like a professional. You know, that's something to be impressed by, especially, you know, dealing with a rookie. But, you know, I expect him to come in and contribute to the team.
What about Robert Ayers coming back, too? I know last year you guys were looking forward to teaming up.
Man, one thing I can say about Robert, I'm excited for him. I think, you know, he takes all along off season. You know, I know he's hungry. I know, you know, he's kind of happy to be back at his, you know, natural position. And I expect great things for Robert. I know how hungry he is. And I'm excited, man. I think the organization did a great job of putting some young nucleus around us and getting some guys who wants to play football, who loves football. So, you know, you got to doff a hat off to Coach Fox and, you know, Zanners and, you know, John Elway and those guys, and of course Pat Bowlen. But we're excited. I think we got, you know, we're heading in the right direction.
Elvis, there's a lot of talk today about Orton maybe being traded. If Tebow's thrust into the role, I know you kind of witnessed Tebow mania from afar, but what are your thoughts on, you know, having a second year player coming in that important position and having to lead you guys?
Man, I think, you know, both of those guys are good players. You know, that's a decision the front office has to make. You know, that's not really my area. But, you know, whoever the guy is, you know, we got to rally, as you know, around him, because obviously he's the team captain. We need a quarterback, and we just got to be ready to go.
You worked out with Orlando, some in Miami. What can you tell us about this guy? Is maybe a guy that you...
He's a monster in the weight room, man. He's a strong kid. He can run for a big guy. So I'm looking forward to going out there on the practice field and get some good work between me and Big O.
Elvis, when did you get the playbook? Did you just get it yesterday or today?
Well, once the log I got lifted for that one day, you know, the coaches were able to send off, you know, obviously the game book, that is. And then so we came back yesterday and realized the game book got twice as big. So that was, I said, okay.
Elvis, two-part question. One, you said you gained 15 pounds. What are you up to? And two, playing defensive end in a 4-3. Happy to be back there? I mean, you've obviously played like it.
Yeah, I actually am 260 now. That's what I weighed in today. I probably want to play at 255 though. As far as playing defense, I mean, that's the position I've always played all my life. I came out of college with that. You know, when I played the 3-4, it's something, you know, I had to do, obviously, to make the team. And, you know, so it's kind of refreshing, actually, to go back to a position I'm used to, I'm comfortable, especially having a lockout. You know, it'd been that much difficult to kind of miss the whole offseason training and, you know, OTA practices without dropping the coverage and playing linebacker, a position I'm not too familiar with. So, you know, going back to defense end with such a short notice is really beneficial for me.
What'd you do to put on weight?
I'm a Caribbean guy. I had to cut off the oxtails and plantains and, you know, just try to eat right and try to gain the right weight. And, I didn't realize it can be a chore eating a lot. But I had to do it. I had to do what I had to do.
How much better do you think? I mean, obviously, this defense statistically was 32nd ranked last year. I mean, looking at some of the additions that have been made and going to that 4-3 and Fox coming in, what are your thoughts on the defense as a whole, you know, improving this year?
I'm extremely excited, man. You talking about Coach Fox, what he's done over the years, and what, you know, his terminology, his philosophy. And then you bring in the defensive coordinator, Dennis Allen. His spirit, his attitude is so fired up, and you know, he's the kind of guy you want to get after it. He has that attacking style type mentality. You know, we're excited about that. I think we got a really good core of coaches. And I think we just got to play as players, go out there and just play football.
How tough was it for you to miss that season last year?
It was tough. I wouldn't want to wish that upon no one. I mean, missing the years, I mean, it makes you, I mean, it's the difference between being hurt and being injured. You know, when you're hurting, you know, you can kind of go out there and fight through it. But when you're injured, you know, you just can't go. And that's something I kind of really, you know, realized, you know, last year. And like I said earlier, it just makes you appreciate the game. And I'm just thankful to be back. And I'm excited.
You've now been here longer than I think pretty much everybody except for Champ. Champ and DJ, a lot of roster turnover going to go. Has already happened. Is going to happen in the next couple days. What's that? What's it like there in the building? Kind of not knowing what the roster is going to look like. What are some of the guys that might be coming and going?
I mean, that's another thing. You know, that's not really my area, but I will say the guys are here. You know, I think we're going to work extremely hard. I think that's the tempo. You know, I think as leaders, you know, myself, Dawkins, Champ, DJ, we have to set the tone. And whoever is on the roster, we just have to, you know, we just got to go. That's just the way it is, so.
Are you curious who's going to be a defensive tackle there next year?
I'm
waiting to see what's going to happen
in
these next couple days.
Well, I'm anxious to see who my new teammate will be. But whoever it is, I'm sure the front office do an extremely good job to try to get the right player in here. And, you know, we'll see what happens.
You mentioned that you're super hungry just to get back out there. Any nerves at all about?
Nervous?
Yeah.
I look nervous? No, I mean, it's more like, it's not nervous, it's more of, I don't know, it's just, I can't explain. I've never been in that situation. I've never been hurt, you know, so it was kind of something new for me last year. But I'm excited. I'm very excited. I think I have a lot to, you know, let out. So I'm ready to roll.
Do you think the teams with new coaches like yours are at a decided disadvantage? Or is the field kind of leveled because nobody had any, you know, practices during the last 4 months?
I mean, there's no excuses. You know what I mean? We could pull out excuses all day. But I think the team's going to have the advantage of the teams who approach camp the right way, you know, as far as mentally, physically. It's a mindset. I think we have to come out and take advantage of these next practices. And I think, you know, we can't use no excuses. You know, that's no excuse. And I think as a defense, as one of the guys who are going to try to anchor this defense, my mentality is, you know, there's no excuses. It is what it is, and we're just going to go play football.
Elvis, you've obviously been one of the top sack leaders in the league when you were playing. Now you've got Vaughn on the other side. Have you had a chance to watch him in college or see film of him? And what do you think of having somebody with that kind of pass rush ability on the other side?
I mean, you know, I'm excited. I've never had a sack guy opposite of me from high school, college, or in NFL. I think Vaughn is a natural pass rusher. He has great lean. He has one thing you can't coach is a great motor. So you combine those two things and, you know, I'm really excited for him because I think, you know, we got a great staff to kind of put him in the right position. I think I can help him. He can help me. And I'm looking towards the future, and I'm ready to get it rolling.
What did you think when Dennis Allen was hired? I know you've had, it seems like a new coordinator every year, but now here's a guy that's got quite a reputation.
Yeah, like I told you earlier, man, the guy's fired up. You know, when I first met him, I didn't think he was that fired up, but, you know, having conversations with him, you know, he's just a guy who's want to attack people. I love his mentality. I mean, he just gets you fired up just talking to him. So I can imagine how he is on the field. And it's, you know, I know he got me going, and I was just sitting down.
So. It's been a while. You know, this team's obviously striving to get back to playoff caliber. Like Lindsay said, you've been here for a long time. How excited are you to kind of get this thing back on track and become that, you know, a contender again? And how close do you think you guys are to being a contender?
I think we got a lot of work, but I think it can be done. I think we getting the right pieces together. I think the coaching staff, you know, have an idea of what we want to do, and I think we just got to execute it. We definitely have to win, that's for sure. I think that's number one priority, getting guys gelled in together and get this program, this organization back to winning, and we need to get to the playoffs, that's for sure.
Can you feel a different energy in the building just with the whole new regime, so to speak?
The energy feels great. You know, it's great to have energy, that's the start. But now what we have to do, we got to be consistent throughout the camp. We got to get a lot of work in. And I think we got extremely a lot of work to do. But I think, you know, I think we got the right core of guys and the right staff to get it done.
Also, I know you'll talk about it in length some other time. But, I mean, just in a nutshell, you just describe what your rehab was like. I mean, like, how long did it take you before you could actually, you know, do activities that mimic football? I mean, how tough was this rehab?
It was great. I mean, let's give the doctors a lot of credit. They did a great job repairing it. You know, I worked extremely hard with Greek during the season. Actually, last year, I didn't get a chance to go home. You know, I was taking classes, you know, to graduate, which I'm like two classes away. But, you know, Greek really helped me out. You know, we really went after it every morning and the evening as well. And then, it was tough. You know, I couldn't lift weights or anything till February. It was just weird. You know, I couldn't run because I couldn't really sweat. I couldn't really move my arm as much, but once I was able to start lifting weights and start running, took advantage of that, and it just, you know, makes you appreciate everything. You know, it makes you appreciate working out, and it just the little things that you really never notice that you start to notice, and I'm thankful for, and I think I know, have a whole new perspective of playing football, and I'm just that more hungry, so I'm looking forward to the season.
You said you couldn't lift weights till February. When could you start running?
To like February as well, because yeah. I can't really move my shoulders much, so I can fully heal.
How many classes did you take then while you were doing
this? I took 5 at a 3.7 actually. So.
Online?
Huh? Online? Yes, online.
That's impressive. Just 2 left then, huh?
Yeah, 2 classes left, and I'm done.
Through Louisville?
Yes, Louisville. Thanks.
Sweet.
All right.